Good evening, everyone. It is 7 p.m. here in Ferguson, a bit less than an hour until sunset. It is hot here. Tensions are high. They remain high. Every new development in the week and 2 days since Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown has either raised the tension, raised the temperature, or in some cases, cooled things off. For better or worse, it is all digested by the men and women who are out here, men and women who just a short time ago begin marching back into the fray, many from here, some from other parts of this state, most here peacefully, and most, without a doubt, here peacefully throughout the day. Some, however, may not be tonight. We saw the worst of it over the weekend, last Thursday's hope souring into Friday's anger and last night's street violence. Tonight, we are waiting to see what people here make of a string of major developments today. A lot of movement today. They include the governor's decision to lift the curfew and bring in the National Guard, though we have not seen the National Guard yet on the ground here in Ferguson. Results of a private autopsy on Michael Brown showing he was hit at least 6 times and finding no evidence of a struggle, no marks on Michael Brown's body that would indicate a struggle, but no clear answer to whether his hands were raised in surrender, whether he was rushing the officer, as the officer maintains, or defending himself. We'll talk to Ben Crump, the family attorney for Michael Brown's family, also an account, as seen through Officer Wilson's eyes of the confrontation. Late today, President Obama announced that Attorney General Eric Holder will come here on Wednesday. He called for justice and for peace.
While I understand the passions and the anger that arise over the death of Michael Brown, giving into that anger by looting, or carrying guns, and even attacking the police, only serves to raise tensions and stir chaos. It undermines, rather than advancing, justice. Let me also be clear that our constitutional rights to speak freely, to assemble, and to report in the press must be vigilantly safeguarded, especially in moments like these. There's no excuse for excessive force by police or any action that denies people the right to protest peacefully.
Now, Mr. Obama was equally balanced on the explicit question of race, saying that in too many communities, young African-American men are wrongly seen as objects of fear. He also acknowledged that some young African-American men do commit crimes. As we mentioned, today saw a new account of what happened emerge, and we want you to hear it all so you can decide what to make of it for yourself. Now, it comes from a woman calling herself Josie, who phoned into a local radio talk show claiming to know Officer Wilson's side of the story. Now, a source with detailed knowledge of the investigation says that what she said matches Officer Wilson's story, what he has told police. Here's what she told local station KFTK.